is, so the theme for this event is going to be unity, because this is the general theme for the whole event in itself, which is just to like unite Franklin and get and have each other like understand everyone's story.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM, or in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial, maybe the push buttons, the knobs, if you can preset to the number 102.9, that's the one, and it's always going to be ready for you. Here today in our glorious studio, albeit there is some rain outside, we're protected inside. With Syed Azaz. Syed, thank you for doing this. Yeah,
thank you for having me, Steve.
Welcome back. And I know for the listeners, maybe Syed, he's talked to Steve before, but for those who may have not listened to the one or so other before, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so last time I was on here, I was talking about my experience at the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, which I attended last year as a recipient, and then I actually got to attend again this year as a group facilitator.
Ah.
Yeah, which is basically where I got to lead a group of like 7 Rylands, we call them, or recipients. And so, yeah, last time I was reflecting on my experience and how we started, myself and Shravan, Harshini, and Cece all started the Franklin Interact Club. And so now I'm president of it, and so now we just want to like get back on here, talk a little bit more about it, mm-hmm. and some upcoming events we have.
And speaking of events, you've got a big one coming up August 18th at the Senior Center with more details to be coming, but we'll flesh it out. So this event at the Senior Center, what and why?
Yeah. So the event that we have at the Senior Center on August 18th is called Voices of Franklin. So to kind of go back to the RYLA, or the Rotary Youth Leadership Award Conference, one of the sessions was called Voices of Us, where the recipients all sat in a circle, and then a moderator said like something about their identity, and people could stand up if it applied to them. So one of the topics was like race is like one of your core identities. Mm-hmm. And if that applied to you, you would stand up, and then you were offered to speak on that. So Voices of Franklin is basically a play off of that session. So where we are getting like some elderly people to like come to the Senior Center. I'm going to bring the Interact Club members who are teenagers. And we basically just want to talk all things Franklin.
Across the generations.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Exactly. So our goal is to form intergenerational bonds, which I think, in my personal opinion, and I know the other officers share the sentiment, is that like they haven't really existed that much, or if they are, they're very weak in very in particular like spaces. Mm-hmm. So we want to basically form broader relationships between the seniors and the teenagers and bridge the gap basically that exists in Franklin right now.
Yeah, because at least from my perspective, I see some conversations happening, but unfortunately more of them seem to be kind of online, which tend to be divisive. But when you have a conversation face-to-face, or at least next to a person, the conversation tends to be generally a little bit more respectful, mm-hmm. and a little bit more interesting to that regard. And I think that's what you're trying to get at.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So as you said, like a lot of these conversations are happening over technology, whether it be a phone, radio, some sort of technological capacity. And like those relationships like is just what my generation's like factored in so heavily for and like has focused so much on. And so basically this is like our attempt to like get rid of technology for now and just have a talk face to face with members of a different generation.
Mm-hmm. Put it aside.
Exactly.
And focus on a discussion. But I think you're going to do a couple of cool things before you get to the discussion to help build some of those relationships.
Yeah, exactly. So prior to the event, like, we're going to be playing some yard games. So, like, cornhole, ladder ball, I think is the name of the other one we're going to play, mm-hmm. plus a couple of others, because we're having this event in partnership with the recreation department as well. And so they're providing us with games and pizza as well.
A free lunch?
Exactly.
That should bring some people.
Yeah.
So we hope.
So we're going to have free lunch, yard games prior to that. And so that's basically just going to be like break the ice, have everyone be a lot more comfortable with it so we're not talking to complete strangers. But then the big emphasis is going to be on the conversation that happens after all that, where we just talk all things Franklin, basically.
Mm-hmm. Just in a circle. Mm-hmm. Beginning to understand, oh, Syed's there, Steve's over here, Mary, Tom, Dick, Harry, Sue, Betty, Sue, whatever, and just have a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And so our theme for this one, since we want this to be our recurring event, which we have anticipated to happen every quarter, is so the theme for this event is going to be unity, because this is the general theme for the whole event in itself, which is just to, like, unite Franklin and get and have each other, like, understand everyone's story, have everyone's story be heard, and basically form those relationships in that respect.
Mm-hmm. Because I think, and there's mathematics and science behind it, but what, 99-some percent, we have more in common with each other than the differences.
Exactly.
With each other.
Exactly.
And trying to find some of those, and there was an internet buddy of mine that says, you're only a stranger until you start talking. Mm-hmm. Because then once you start talking, oh, you did that? I did that. Yeah. Well, you did this? I grew up over there. You just start finding out we have some of those commonalities.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's what we're trying to basically just, like, highlight, as well as some of our differences, since I think it is also important for, like, us to understand, like, everyone's unique experience, because everyone does have a unique experience,
sure,
even if it doesn't feel that way.
Right.
So, like, by highlighting that and just raising awareness, that's how we're going to form these meaningful relationships, which I think there have been studies done, and specifically by, like, the political scientist Robert Putnam. He, like, basically writes how, like, people don't know each other anymore and how mm-hmm. that's declined since, like, the 70s,
right,
since television became, like, basically, like, nationalized.
Sure.
And so basically, like, we're just trying to, like, go back to what it was before that, even though I can't speak at all to what it was like.
But from the studies, was a little bit before your time.
Yeah. Just a little bit. And basically just go back to a time where, like, there was a sense of, like, community in, like, towns. Like, you knew everyone
True.
In your neighborhood.
Right.
By name, like, you were friendly, like, you could rely on them. Basically, go back to that in which I view technology of, like, largely taken away.
Right. And I think his book, which folks may remember if they recognize the title, if not the name, was, like, something about bowling alone.
Bowling alone, exactly.
Right? Where, especially on a device, you're scrolling, you're bowling alone.
Mm-hmm.
You're not actually at a bowling alley with a group of people, mm-hmm. which is what you're trying to create with
exactly.
this event, doing whether it's lawn dots or the rope game or whatever
Some
else it is.
Yeah, we're just trying to, like, have, like, fun in person, not over tech, like, get rid of technology basically for, like, 2.5 hours, which is how long the event's going to go for.
Total.
And just, yeah, total. And just, like, have fun, like knowing, learning to, like, someone else who I don't know, just getting to know them a little bit more, getting to form a connection, and basically just, like, understanding their struggles, their story, and how much they've come since, like, I largely don't know that much history in Franklin. Like, in talking with Ryan Jetty, who's the director of the recreation department,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that Davis Thayer used to be the high school.
At one point in time, it was built as the high school.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but
I had
that
no
was
idea.
Christened in 1924, well over 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't, and, like, Ryan also pointed out how, like, the Walgreens, like, used to be called, like, the Four Corner School.
Four Corner School.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, I didn't know any of that. And, like, it was just very interesting in our first conversation, like, learning some of those fun facts
mm-hmm.
that I didn't know. And I think it would be so interesting to, like, learn a bunch of other facts, which I'm sure I have no idea about.
Sure.
Or how much Franklin's changed or stayed the same in some respects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it clearly has grown. I think back in the 60s, it was less than 10,000 people.
Wow.
And then in the 80s was kind of like two big waves of growth.
Mm-hmm.
So in the mid-80s and then in the mid-90s, two big waves of growth, and now we're at 35,000.
Exactly.
So will we continue to grow at that scale? I don't think so. There's not the open space that's generally available for the new developments to come
exactly.
in like that. So, yeah, we'll probably be, and some of the demographics have said, you know, we'll probably stay in about this particular arena
mm-hmm.
for a while.
Yeah.
Which, okay, now that we're here, this is us. Mm-hmm. Let's get to know each other.
Exactly. Exactly. And so we want this to be a recurring event, obviously. So, like, we want to have, like, themes like public safety be one where you talk to, like, the fire department, police department, get their perspectives, the view of police and fire in general.
Sure.
Have one about the schools where we just, like, learn more about the schools, what it was like for them, what it's like now. And basically just, like, have, like, themed, like, events, basically, where we just, like, talk about a specific part of the Franklin community.
Sure.
And how it impacts both sides.
Right. So let's go back to Interact and Ryla. So if I remember last year when we talked approximately about this time, you had four people. You went to Ryla, which was the Rotary Youth Leadership
Awards.
Awards.
Yes.
I keep thinking it's Academy because it's sort of like that.
Yeah,
but you
exactly.
do spend a weekend doing workshops and exercises and stuff. And you came back reinvigorated at Interact, and now you've got, at least on paper, how many members?
We have 40 members on paper, and so we've grown the club from the four of us who went last year to 40 now. And so it's just been, like, a really, like, fun and hard experience to, like, start this club from scratch, especially since we're, like, not associated with any school in particular. So it's just pure by, like, word of mouth. We can't really, like, broadcast through the school channels exactly.
Well, and I think we touched on that. So you are an official club, but officially under the Rotary structure, and yet you draw from Franklin High School, but you are open too, if I recall, both high school and college, kind of based in Franklin.
High school and middle schoolers.
Middle school.
Yes.
Okay.
Because college, you'd be in Rotaract territory, which we can't really touch
that's
on.
That's another group. I forget.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so we can't really touch on that, but like we're open to like Franklin High School students, Franklin Middle School students, Tri-County students, Aggie students, private school students, basically anyone, since like that's the beauty of us not being associated with like Franklin High School or any particular school.
You're a community-based group a la Rotary.
Yeah.
But Rotary being for adults, Interact being for that middle school, high school age.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can draw from any middle school or high school in Franklin. And, like, that's just, like, the beauty of it is that anyone's welcome to join. It'll be a great experience. Like, you don't, like, switch over from a middle school to a high school club necessarily.
Right.
It just stays consistent throughout.
Yep. And you meet regularly?
Yeah, we
or
meet.
Or attempt to?
Yes. We attempt to meet bi-weekly. Right now, our meetings are at the Franklin Library in the Friends of Franklin room, because that's just like the best space we found to meet right now based on how much membership we have and the amount of members who attend the meetings. And so that's the basis on which we meet, and we try to stay as strict to that as possible.
Yeah.
But occasionally it's like every 3 weeks, one in a month, depending on like how busy the schedules are, since dealing with like high school schedules and middle school schedules.
Things
with
are
sports.
Happening.
Yeah, sports, school, college stuff, a lot of things can get in the way. But we do try to meet bi-weekly.
Right. And to the extent that you, as an example of one of the 40, so you're a rising senior, you've already spent some time looking at colleges, so this year you're going to be doing a bunch of applications, and thereby I see you also wearing a soccer shirt, so you do some other things besides Ryla.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, we're all very busy, but, like, that's also why, like, we don't really place a heavy emphasis on, like, exact meetings and why we do them bi-weekly, so we have a lot in during like the year. And so, like, if you miss one or two because like you have a sports game or you have a sports practice, it's not the end of the world. We do ask that members attend at least 60%, I believe, is what's outlined in our bylaws. So that gives you a lot of wiggle room, basically, to like
basically some leeway.
Yeah,
sure.
To miss a couple of meetings and not be the end of the world. So even if you are very busy, then we can most likely accommodate most schedules.
Right. And aside from clearly this quarterly event, you do other events?
Yeah, exactly. So right now we are working to make a teacher appreciation video as well, like to record it, since last year the very first event we did was in the middle school event, which we talked briefly upon, where we made like cards and a presentation to express our gratitude for the middle school teachers. And so now we are trying to make a video event, basically, of what we did at the middle school, make it into a video.
Oh, taking all that input,
the
cards, whatever information you had, but turn that into a video format.
Yeah, exactly. So we can then spread that out to the whole district, basically, and not just be restricted to only the middle school or only Washington Street or only Lincoln Street. So we can have that more broad effect, We also are working to have like a tech help event with Magnolia Heights, to like basically where we would just go to Magnolia Heights, the club members, and like just provide tech help to seniors who might need some help with like some stuff, whether it be like a Google Doc or an email or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I keep getting these alerts, or I don't get alerts. How can I set up alerts?
Yeah, exactly. So like that's another thing we're doing. We're working to like coordinate some like drives and stuff. So like a school supplies drive, book drive, what you name it. We're gonna like try to work to like do that, since those are basically a simple way that we can make a meaningful difference in our community.
Right. And then unfortunately, but fortunately, you need to do some fundraising along the way just to have some sustaining income so you can do some stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So we're also going to be working on like fundraising initiatives. So like doing like probably restaurant fundraisers, and most likely we're going to be working with Rotary to like basically so like we can like do fundraisers at Rotary events. So like at the craft fair, we're going to like set up a way for us to do fundraising, whether it be a 50-50 raffle or a raffle basket, or some have some way to help us out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you can find us to help do fundraising as well as attend the craft fair, which would be great.
And the craft fair, if I recall, it's the first Saturday in November.
Yes.
I forget the date offhand.
I think it's like
but
the third or something.
Yeah, first
like
Saturday
that.
In November. And
exactly.
You can always check the community calendar because it'll have the details there.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we're also working on fundraising for like global projects as well, since as an Interact club and associated with Rotary International, we have to have one international project as well. So we think that's going to be like we do like a fundraising event to like raise, I forget what the name of the disease is off the top of my head, but there's not a cure for it for 3 to 5 year olds.
Okay.
And so we would be fundraising money to like then contribute to this
research efforts for that particular disease.
Exactly. And basically, like, I talked with someone at Rotary International this past, like, Friday, basically, and they discussed how, like, the Interact Club who started this, which is in Phoenix, Arizona, wanted to basically make this disease our polio.
Oh, okay.
So whereas one of Rotary's goals was to eradicate polio, which they've done to a very good degree, and I believe it's only active now in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
It's eradicated everywhere else.
Sure.
But basically make this disease like our generation's mission to like eradicate.
Okay.
So we will also be doing a fundraising event to raise money for that disease.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, we like to stay busy.
Nothing wrong with that, especially since it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we stay busy.
Yes. So if folks listening, certainly on the senior side, contact the Senior Center if you're not already a regular there. Tuesday, August 18th.
Yes.
From
11 to 1:30.
You get some games. You get lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into the conversation.
Exactly.
And if you're middle school, high school, I believe you also have a website?
Yes, we do have a website. We're actually renovating because one of our members is an expert in websites.
Okay.
So he's working on making us a new one that's like better than our other one.
Right.
So
but you still have a presence.
Yes.
Yes.
We do have a social media presence. So we have an Instagram, a Facebook, and then the website. Those are the best places you can find us online.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
So if the other, to that end, on the middle school or other high schoolers, because again, because you're Franklin-based, it's not just Franklin High School. It could be Tri-County, whatever. Reach out to you through the web or just show up August 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do want to become members, then certainly continue that conversation and or reach out through the web, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can't make the Tuesday, but I want to get involved.
Yeah, exactly. And we also have an email that's posted to our Instagram, I believe, as well. So you can reach out to that anytime and one of the officers will respond.
Right. And we'll include those links and the email in the show notes. So you don't have to go scramble for a pen and paper now, but it'll be in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we covered those pieces. Is there something else you want to leave the community with?
No, I would just say to like join Interact, look for events that we're doing, and just like support us, because like we do want this to like continue past for like years to come. We don't want this just to be like my passion project that ends once I'm gone, since I am a senior this year, so I will be graduating.
You need to hand it off to somebody.
Exactly. So we need to find the people to lead it on past us so this club can continue to do stuff like Voices of Franklin and have it be a recurring thing for years to come.
And then one of the options, too, I think they could, especially if they're, because I think the Ryler event is for juniors.
It's for sophomores going into their junior year.
So sophomores rising juniors, to that extent. Right? So there's also an opportunity if you want to get into the group and then figure out, well, do I really want to go? Is this something that would be worthwhile? Might as well at least take the chance and check out and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you for spending some time today to share that. So August 18th at the Franklin Senior Center, coordinated with the Recreation Department, Franklin Interact.
And the Senior Center.
And the Senior Center.
Yes.
11 o'clock to, I think, 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
Games, then food, then the discussion.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
And to the listeners, thank you for listening. And if you're in the arena, specifically either on the senior side or the middle school, high school, and realistically, I mean, even if you're in the middle,
come on
out that Tuesday.
Exactly.
Yes. And last reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.